Publishers, booksellers, as well as many consumers in the Czech Republic are far from happy about the government's intention to raise the VAT on goods, including books, to a uniform 20% to help pay for its pension reforms. Those in the book market fear that it will be hard hit and say in principle books as a cultural mainstay should be exempt, and that has also led to an online petition now signed by more than 80,000. But so far, despite the culture minister's own misgivings about books being included, there's been no signal from the government that books should be left out. A little earlier, I spoke to Jan Kanzelsberger Jr., who runs one of the country's most successful bookstore chains, and asked him how he saw developments.
It is a very complicated question, because if society and the government decide to raise up the VAT in general for all kind of goods, we can hardly object anything on raising up the VAT on books. In the situation where there are two levels of the VAT, the readers and the publishers and booksellers, they are asking if there is a reason to support the books, to support the reading as a, let's say, basic need of a cultural society and so on. To say about the influence on the market itself, we are afraid that this will have some influence on books, because in last 2-3 years there is a decreasing of turnover connected to general situation of economics, general situation on demand, and in such situation to raise up the VAT is not a very happy act for book trade, of course.
But clearly there is support when you have, I heard now, more than 80,000 people signing this petition in favor of the VAT not being raised to 20%. Also, if you compare it to different countries within the European Union or within Europe, Great Britain, Norway, Ireland, where there is no such rate, do they understand things differently than we do here?
Well, I'm afraid yes. It's hard to say, because the markets that you mentioned, they are very much more developed in comparison with the local market, with the local book trade, and the turnover which is held in such countries is much bigger and much more stable. So the problem is that in our country the book market is very, very small. It's concentrated only on this language region, and the number of books and the number of money that are realized on the market, they are limited. So we are much more sensitive on such, let's say, readers' habits and readers' attitudes, and we think that some kind of public support is a thing that is valuable for books like a culture subject. On the contrary, in long term, in all of governments in the past, there were no will to protect the books any special way, and I already take it as a kind of character, so I do not expect that this will change in some short future, unfortunately.
If it is going to go through, where will that leave the smaller publishers?
I'm afraid that there will be influence, and it will be influence in a way that readers will be probably much more selective than they are now. They are already selective, because there is quite a huge number of titles available on the market, and the books themselves, they already cost quite a lot of money, so we cannot say that there will be some disaster or some big change. But of course, in a situation that people will have to save more money, will have to think for what they will spend their money, the book will have a worse position than the food and things like living and so on. So we think that there must be an impact on the market, together with the increasing the VAT. The smaller publishers will have to calculate much more about the future, about the titles they are planned, and they will have a more risk in this kind of market. The same problems will probably have the small independent booksellers who are very connected to the turnover they realize. And if the turnover decrease, let's say more 5 or 10%, it's very crucial for them and they will have a problem to survive. So these are two major impacts I think will come.
Jan Kanzelsberger Jr., who comes from a long family of booksellers and it runs one of the most successful chains in the country, commenting the situation there with books regarding the planned VAT hike of 20%. It sounds like it will be very tough for some indeed. And as always, if you'd like to comment, please write to us here at Radio Prague. The address again, english@radio.cz. Also,